Logo, Hallmark Media. Overlooking a City. Title, Return to Office. A woman lays in bed. The time on her alarm clock reads 7 a.m. She opens her eyes and smiles.
Hey, Winston. Play Brandenburg Concerto No. 3.
The speaker lights up. She sits up in bed, smiling, stretching her arms out. She smiles to herself and gets out of bed. In the kitchen, she pours matcha powder into a mug. She grabs a kettle and pours hot water into the mug. She picks up a bamboo whisk and starts whisking. She adds frothed milk into the mug. She chops various fruit on a cutting board and arranges them into a bowl. She grabs a container of cinnamon and sprinkles it over her bowl. Picking up her bowl and mug, she walks out of the kitchen. She sits on a sofa and sips her drink. She looks at her watch as she gets a notification. Omega Tech, call in 15 minutes. She sets down her mug and stands up smiling. Her hand hovers over various clothing in a closet. She looks at a mirror as she applies her lipstick. Standing at her desk in front of her computer, she wears a blouse on top and pajama pants at the bottom. Reaching over, she turns on her ring light and adjusts her hair. She walks towards her phone.
Hi, Colette. I can't talk too long. I have a video conference in 10.
Just making sure that we are still on for happy hour later tonight.
I would not miss it.
Mm-hmm. No chance of a last-minute request from the big boss who likes to keep you working till midnight?
No chance, I promise.
Okay, good.
Hubby's on call, and I have just confirmed with the sitter. There you go, Speedy. Do you want to say hi to Liv?
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Lizzie.
Okay, look, I know you gotta go, but good luck today. Isn't this the week you're supposed to hear about that big VP promotion?
Yes, it was supposed to be. But we just pulled a last-minute acquisition of a boutique social media startup. So now Walter is deep in the Walter way, obsessing over every little thing about this new company. Meanwhile, all the real work falls to me while he peacocks around.
Why does he always do this?
It's fine. It'll be worth it when the promotion comes through.
This is that visual arts startup that you were telling me about?
Yeah, Artist Access.
Well, you were so excited about that one.
Well, it's gonna be interesting. We have yet to see how they will work within our system.
Ah, yes, the corporate odd couple.
Definitely their head designer, anyway. I've only met him a couple times
online via video conference.
I'll be shocked if he's even on time for this meeting.
A man sits at a desk, hunched over his drawing. He sits up, holding the piece of paper. His eyes shift to the alarm clock on the table. It reads 9:05. He looks at his phone. 3 missed notifications from Jackie Groves.
Oh, no.
I'm Chad Ricketts, head of HR. Now, I know you folks at Artist Access have a lot of questions as you settle in. Don't worry about it. Feel free to contact me anytime.
Thank you, Chad. And seriously, same goes for me. We want this transition to be as smooth as possible. So reach out. I'm usually hardwired to my email 24/7. I know that we are still waiting for Tom Cole.
Tom might be having connectivity issues. Just checking in with him.
The man puts on a gray sweater. He looks at a mirror and fixes his hair.
Does he know he has to click the link for it to work?
Sorry I'm late. Sorry. I lost track of time in the land of charcoal and paper. Oh. I live?
Hi. Hey, we were just about to get down to brass tacks.
Well, that sounds fun. Well, hopefully I can liven the mood a bit. I know us creative types like a little bit of positive energy, and hopefully Walter doesn't go too corporate on us on day one.
Did somebody say Walter?
Yes, sir, that was me, I did. I was just saying that I think that,
Tom was just saying how excited the Artist Access employees are to be part of our empire.
Oh, well, I am glad to hear it, Tom. You know, when I first started Omega Technologies, I was just an eager tech developer who wanted to explore all the corners of the tech universe. And now, well, it's one of the largest tech conglomerates in the world. I know in my gut
that with the groundwork you've done, this may just be a perfect fit.
And in order to maintain continuity, I want to announce that Tom Cole will remain head designer moving forward. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, thanks, Walter. ever since I joined Artist Access in the very beginning as head designer, I fell in love with the whole concept. And now with Omega Technologies, we get to do what we do so well on a whole new level and create jobs all across the world. So, cheers.
Well, we are very excited to have you join our empire.
Yes, we are so excited, truly.
Liv, can you do me a favor and mute yourself while I'm talking?
Yep. So sorry. Sorry. Muting now.
No worries. For those of you who don't know Liv Smith, she is our director of corporate strategy.
Liv waves on camera.
Well, we can hear you now, Liv.
Sorry, again. I was just saying I am so happy to be here to implement Mr. Cook's vision of the company moving forward.
Whatever that may be.
Well, the first step in my vision is to enact a return-to-office policy.
Liv's face falls.
Effective this Monday, all employees will return to the office in person. Look, it's the right move if we want this partnership to be a reality. I mean, let's all get to know each other in real life, huh? So buckle up, rodeo riders, because it's time to go back to the bullpen.
Excuse me,
sir, if I may, we don't currently have the desk space to accommodate the entire team.
Well, Liv, I've come up with a plan. Half of the employees will come in on Monday and Wednesdays, and the other half will report on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Friday, we'll all work from home.
She forces a smile.
Except Chad and Jackie, who will be here every day to assist you all.
Well, I for one am pumped. I mean, in person with real people? Oh, let's go. How exciting.
See, that's the attitude, Tom. I can't wait to see you all in the building.
Walter smiles.
Ciao.
Okay, great. Bye, everybody. You gotta be kidding me.
At a bar.
I don't really see what the big deal is, though.
It's just I've developed a routine, and you know how much I love my routines.
Right. You have your classical music.
Yeah.
Matcha, yoga, oatmeal.
Yes. And I perfected my home office to maximum efficiency. It's quiet with no distractions.
Ah, yes. Your sound thing. But, yeah. I mean, isn't your office at Omega Tech quiet?
Well, yeah, it was. But now Walter's wanting to put me amongst the new folk, get the pulse of things. So, with my luck, I'll be fighting with Chad from HR and I get stuck at a desk by the bathroom.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So which one are you going to choose? Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday?
Monday, Wednesday, is that way I make it to my quilting class earlier on Thursdays.
See, it's all going to work out. As long as you don't start fighting with Chad from HR.
Well, I'll try to hold back.
We'll see.
Daytime, overlooking the city of Seattle at the Omega Technologies office. Liv walks into the office holding a small plant. She approaches a man.
Hey, Chad!
Yeah.
Are there no more desks by the window?
You should have gotten here earlier.
Well, I would have, but I got stuck in traffic. And I...
Boop!
He sticks a post-it on her plan.
Well, I'd hurry and grab whatever's left. Once you're settled, that'll be your desk for the year.
Great!
Oh, but, don't get too comfy, because that'll be your desk mate's desk on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
She gives him a thumbs up. She gapes at a desk. A man puts his bag on the desk.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I think there's one by the kitchen.
You know I don't do smells.
I thought you don't do sounds.
Both, Kevin, it's both.
She walks past him, shaking her head. She walks towards an empty desk, shrugs, and puts her plant down. She sits on the chair and looks at her computer. Liv grimaces. Jackie stands by the blender and smiles at her.
And we're back.
She smiles weakly. She sets down a pink notebook, takes the post-it off her plant, and puts colored pens in a pen holder.
How many times did somebody have to run that blender?
Is that Liv?
Walter turns.
Hey, sir!
Hey.
I said, how much spinach do you need to get the right amount of greens?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not shy. Sometimes I put a whole clamshell in there. You want to try?
Yes, I do!
Okay.
Her smile falls as she follows him.
Here you go.
Ooh.
Good, right?
That tastes healthy.
You know, the kitchen is the most inspiring space because every spice, every herb, every ingredient is an idea. And when you cook, it just activates the creative part of the brain.
Yes, I never thought of it like that.
Well, I really appreciate you being a team player, because we're going to need your leadership when it comes to onboarding the newbies. You know, they're going to have to learn the Walter way, especially Tom. He's used to working without management.
Yes, sir. And actually, we should talk about that, because now that we're taking them international, they could use a little bit of a facelift.
Great. Put a deck together, and if this goes well, who knows? This could be your ticket to VP.
She smiles.
If you get stuck, my door is always open.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And if you need me, My wall is always open.
She walks towards her desk. Holding a bundle of pens, she puts it into a clear pencil case. Liv grabs her phone, wallet, and water bottle and packs it into her bag. She picks up her plant and thinks. She puts it back down. She puts items into her file cabinet and shuts it. She grabs a stack of post-its.
Dear deskmate, I know we're supposed to stow our personal items, but I hope you don't mind me leaving out the succulent. It needs constant light, and I think it spruces up the place.
You do, don't you?
Thank you in advance for your understanding. Sincerely, Ms. Monday.
She sticks a post-it on the monitor. Jackie rips a page off the calendar. It's Tuesday.
Alley-oop.
She tosses Tom a paper ball.
Boom! Shakalaka.
Great pass, intern. All right, I'll see you later. I gotta go suss out the new digs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Devin, my favorite twin. Boom, we got it. Did you get a haircut? It looks fantastic.
Hi. Well, there he is.
Walter, hey, so good to meet you in person. Are you a knuckles guy or like a Roman forearm clasp kind of guy?
Well, this is not an authentic Roman greeting. You know, it's just Hollywood godswell.
Godswell? Yeah. Wow, you don't hear that every day.
Tell me, Tom.
Yeah.
What's your post-acquisition vision for Artist Access? I mean, how do you want to be viewed now that you have the power of Omega Tech behind you?
Yeah, okay, wow. We're diving right into it, aren't we? I have tons of ideas I'd love to talk about, but I just don't have them all, like fleshed out right now, you know? Can I get back to you on this?
Sure.
Walter nods and walks off.
Sure.
Tom pumps his fist. Jackie appears behind him.
Didn't go very well, did it?
Airball.
Keep it up, ladies.
Tom approaches Liv's desk.
What's it do?
He sets his bag on the desk. Chad approaches him.
Tom!
Hey!
Good to see ya.
You too.
You sure this desk can work out all right?
Yeah, no, this will be great. I'm right next to where all the action is. It'll get my creative juices flowing.
Okay. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here. Love that energy.
All right. Tom sits as Chad approaches Jackie. Tom notices Liv's note as he bounces on the seat. He grabs the note and picks up the succulent.
Cool. All right. Dear Miss Monday, I like the succulent. In fact, I brought some things of my own.
He sets a rubber duck next to the succulent.
I hope you like them. Sincerely, Mr. Tuesday.
Tom takes a deep breath and looks around. He starts sketching on his notebook. He hunches over his notebook as he shades a triangle. He sits up sighing and rips off the page. He crumples a sheet into a ball and tosses it in the trash can. Several crumpled sheets surround the trash can. Liv.
What the? What is this mess? Are you kidding me? No.
She picks up the crumpled pieces of paper and put them in the trash can.
So much trash.
She gathers post-it notes from the desk and puts them in the trash can.
You have lost your trash can privileges.
She shakes her head as she stows away the bin. Her eyes dart as she walks back to her desk. Various sketches are pinned.
There's so much stuff. Why? It's not bad, actually. These are so random.
She notices the rubber duck on the desk and picks it up.
What's with the duck? Why? Why the duck?
Liv puts everything in the cubby and shuts it. She sighs and notices Tom's note. She reads a note, purses her lips, and grabs a pen.
Dear Mr. Tuesday, nice to meet you. And your stuff. I've been thinking, let's just stick to the rules. Put our stuff away at the end of the day. I'll use the bottom drawer, and I've placed your effects in the top.
What? Unbelievable. All right.
Tom grabs a pen.
Dear Miss Monday, sure, I can't force you to have good taste in decor. Although, if we're going to be consistent, the cactus should be put away as well.
Mr. Tuesday.
Overlooking the city of Seattle, night turns to day. Lev walks into the office. She looks over her desk.
Where's my succulent?
She squints at her screen and grabs the post-it. She gapes. She opens her drawer and the succulent is revealed.
How could you? Mr. Tuesday, the succulent needs constant light or else it will die.
She stops and looks up, sniffing.
Is that smell?
She sniffs her surroundings before opening the cubby. A wrapped-up sandwich sits beside the rubber duck. Liv picks it up and smells it.
No.
She grimaces and crumples a sandwich. She throws it into the bin.
As we share this desk, there is one more thing.
Now what?
Please throw away your food. A ham sandwich left in a desk drawer with the heat on all weekend creates some very original smells.
Tom, come on, man. Be better.
Tom grabs a pen and writes in a post-it.
Miss Monday, I'm so sorry. The trash can got moved somewhere else. I set it in the drawer for a minute, and I completely forgot. As a token of my apology, please accept this pain au chocolat. It is my favorite in the entire city.
What pain au chocolat?
This says for the desk closest to the kitchen.
Thanks.
Jackie hands her a box.
Oh, this pain au chocolat.
Ooh, looks good.
Sorry again. P.S. I'm down to keep the cactus out at all times.
Mr. Tuesday.
Liv smiles and picks up the pain au chocolat. She takes a bite.
You are totally forgiven.
Liv shuts her eyes and looks up. She looks through the cubby and grabs a rubber duck.
We meet again.
She sets the duck on the desk. She pins up the sketches and images that she took down. Tom smiles, running his fingers across the sketches. He looks at the monitor and grabs a post-it.
Dear Mr. Tuesday, thank you for the croissant. I agree, it's the best I've had possibly in my life, and I've been to Paris. Mm. Maybe it's the euphoria of the chocolate talking, but now I'm thinking our desk could use a little more sprucing up. I like this blue color. It almost hurts my eyes to look at it. What is it? Your Choco-ganger, Miss Monday.
Tom smiles and sits down.
Choco-ganger.
Tom jolts in his chair and grabs his chest.
Sorry. Come on, Miss Monday, learn how to work a desk chair.
Liv runs to her desk. She takes a seat and grabs a post-it.
Dear Miss Monday, it's called Yinmen Blue, the first new blue pigment since the invention of cobalt 200 years ago. It gets its name from a combination of yttrium, indium, and manganese oxides. Yeah, nerd alert. Okay, I'll try something more broad. Look in the drawer.
What is he up to? Oh, we are chatty today, Mr. Tuesday.
How are you adjusting to life back at the office? I think we got the best seat in the house. Even when you booby-trap it by forgetting to tighten the adjustment knob.
I did do that. I'm sorry.
Last time I sat down, I was reminded of my childhood and that time I got violently ill on a roller coaster.
She grabs a pen and smiles.
That's funny because I feel like I'm low-riding after you've adjusted the chair to your preferred height.
Tom spins in his chair smiling. He looks up and grabs a pen.
I like that visual. You should play the Lowrider song next time you sit down.
Lowrider, that's a good idea.
I think a Bach concerto would be a better soundtrack to the seat falling, much more conducive to the workplace.
How refined of you. Have you always had such classy taste in music?
I just feel like if you're going to do something stressful, you might as well be listening to something relaxing.
Liv dons a burgundy beret.
Like the way you think.
Likewise. We should be in business together. Wig face.
Speaking of, I'm assuming Miss Monday will be at the all-hands meeting this Monday?
Wouldn't miss it. Plus, it's mandatory, so we literally can't.
Liv sits at her desk and bites her lip.
Should I bring a single red rose to reveal my identity? Sincerely, Ms. Mundy.
You know, I've been thinking about this. Maybe we keep our identities secret for now, just to keep it simple. I mean, who knows? You could end up being my boss for all we know. I'd hate to ruin what we have here with boring office politics. Thoughts? Mr. Tuesday.
After thoughtful consideration, I concur. I'm happy to keep our uncomplicated, sweet, refreshing relationship literally literal. Sincerely, Ms. Monday.
Liv sticks a post-it on the screen. At the Omega Technologies office, people stand and mingle on the floor. Tom wears a black turtleneck. He approaches Liv, who leans on their shared desk. She's also wearing all black.
The spot reserved?
No. We are all equals at Omega Tech.
She doesn't look up from her tablet.
Liv, right?
Yeah.
She gazes up at Tom. He waves at her.
Tom Cole.
You got it. Great to meet you in person, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, you too. So funny. You look different in person.
You know, I get that a lot. I must not have a face for video. Maybe I should get one of those ring lights everyone uses.
Well, you do work in social media, so you probably should.
Fair point.
They nod at each other, smiling.
So what's with this end-of-the-day meeting, huh?
Well, Walter gets what Walter wants, and he likes to end the day on a high.
Oh, yeah? Is this going to be a high?
He will think so.
She smiles at Tom.
Sorry, I should probably get back to this, because Walter has me presenting. And
hey, no, please. By all means, go knock him dead.
Thank you.
Tom rises as Walter appears on the screen.
Welcome to Omega Tech. How's everybody doing? The energy in this room is amazing. My goal as chairman is to integrate Artist Access into our portfolio of platforms that will enable us to scale up its offerings to an international level. And when we're finished updating, a designer in Topeka will be able to team up with a firm in Tokyo. And here to propose to us how we're going to do that is my director of corporate strategy, Liv Smith. Let's hear it for her.
Liv approaches Walter. He passes her the microphone.
Thank you, Walter. Now, I promise to keep this short and sweet. To launch this new era, I propose that we start by refreshing the Artist Access brand, starting with the logo. In order to appeal to Omega Tech's existing international audience, we need to elevate how Artist Access is seen around the world. Keeping to the heart of it, of course, but just a little sprucing up.
You're in my head. I mean, I had a dream that we did exactly the same thing.
Good, because I had a nightmare that he fired me for having this idea.
Tom furrows his brows.
So if you will indulge my presentation, I have a 4-point process on how we can collaboratively come to a consensus.
No need. It's beautiful. Everything else remains on hold until we unveil the new logo. And Liv, you're going to have to figure out who on Tom's team is the correct person to take the design. From now on,
he points at Tom.
Their design team reports to you. Well done. Let's hear it for her. Yes!
Tom frowns with his hands on his hips. He approaches Liv and Walter.
Hey, Walter.
Yeah.
So typically, the lead designer usually takes point on the whole brand design decisions, you know?
Yeah. Tom.
Yeah.
Remember when I asked you about vision?
Yeah.
Well, Liv has it. I think you're going to learn a lot from working with her. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Let's hear for the future.
No.
Well, looks like we're not equals after all.
Liv takes a deep breath and smiles. Liv and Tom sit across each other at a cafe.
Couldn't this have been a call?
Yes, it could have been, but I wanted to meet face to face and buy you a coffee.
You mean matching matchas?
Well, it's my favorite drink, and look, I just wanted to extend an olive branch while we address the elephant in the room.
You mean your absorbing of my entire division?
Oh, Walter's decision, not mine.
I know, but come on, I was blindsided.
So was I. I had a whole plan, and Walter wouldn't even let me present it.
Well, why didn't you say something?
I tried to, and... Okay. Transparently, I have been up for this promotion for months now, and every time I think it's about to happen, Walter puts something else in front of me, and I have to deal with it. So if we could just get this done quickly, that would be great.
How do you do it?
What exactly?
Well, clearly, you're a smart, strong woman. Why do you bend to whatever he wants?
Walter has ideas, and I execute them. That's how this works.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation.
I know. I know that the situation is awkward. But I do believe the rebrand is important.
Yeah, I agree.
Great.
In fact, I do have a designer in mind. Take the lead on the logo redesign.
Oh, okay.
Me? If you'll allow it.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I got my start doing the whole design concept for Artist Access. Ever since it was an itty-bitty little baby. Now, I know it has to grow up, but please, let me be the one to send it off to college.
Are you sure you're not too close to it?
I'm absolutely too close to it, but I think that's why we've succeeded. Look, I can design something that'll work for both of us.
Okay, I guess so. Oh, by the way, tell your department heads to RSVP for the team building event next week. Literally nobody from your side has responded.
What, you mean people aren't excited to do trust falls with the accounting department? That's strange. I will rally the troops.
Thank you.
Xanadu Village Senior Living. Tom sits across an older woman. He sketches across from her.
Mom, you gotta sit still, or else you're gonna have a crooked nose over here.
Sorry, I'm just a bit nervous about moving here. I don't like being the new kid on the block.
Okay, well, it's not a block, it's a village. And it's named after my favorite Rush song, so it's gotta be great.
I thought Xanadu was an Olivia Newton-John movie.
It's also a Coleridge poem. Either way, you're in good company.
You're all the company I need, Thomas.
Hey, I know you want to meet some new friends. You just gotta get out there. There's so many activities here. You just gotta pick one and see what happens.
Well, I did see there's a quilting class on Thursdays.
Perfect. Great. I want a full report on your first class.
Fine. Are you done yet?
Whoa, you are not supposed to rush a masterpiece, but yes, I'm done.
She gapes as she sees the sketch.
You really are a talent.
Well, you are obligated to say that. Hey, I know leaving the house has been a hard transition for you, and I want you to know I am so proud of how brave you've been.
Enough about me. Tell me what's happening at work.
Oh, work. You know, ups and downs, lefts and rights, that sort of thing.
He looks on, shutting his case.
I also sort of met someone. Well,
interesting.
Okay. Actually, I haven't officially met her. We just share a desk and write notes to each other. I actually don't even know who she is.
Dating is so different these days.
I wouldn't even call what we're doing dating, per se. It's really more like we're pen pals. You know, it's nice.
She raises her brows.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that look. Look, it could end in disaster.
I think maybe you need to take some of your own advice and put yourself out there a bit. Off the page and into the real world.
You're good. You're good, you. Maybe.
Liv walks through Omega Technologies. She smiles as she approaches her desk. A black bag sits on top. She walks towards her desk, smiling. She reaches into the package and pulls out a box. They're noise-canceling headphones.
Mr. Tuesday.
She looks at the post-it.
I hope these help with your noise situation. Also, loving the sticky notes, but I think we have graduated to the Megatech app. I set up a secondary account for Mr. Tuesday. See you there?
She lifts the pink headphones. She looks up as Jackie turns on the blender. She puts on the noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, wow.
She shuts her eyes and smiles. She reaches into her bag and pulls out her laptop. She begins typing her email, then stops. Tom reaches for his phone. He gets a message. Message from new account, Miss Monday.
These headphones work wonders. Thank you so much. I feel seen and heard.
You are. Aside from the fact that we've never seen each other or heard each other's voices.
That's on you, Tuesday. You're the one that wanted to stay anonymous.
True, but you also agreed. And to be clear, I didn't mean forever. Just until we decide to tell each other. Or till one of us figures it out.
Deal.
Tom looks up, smiling. He walks towards the basketball net and dunks a ball. Liv puts a golf ball. Tom approaches from behind.
Nice shot.
Well, I had a lot of time to practice. Do I need to buy you a watch?
Touché. Sorry, it's just weird coming in on a Friday.
I know, I'm sorry about that. It's the only day I could do. But I did bring something that I think is going to make up for it.
He looks at a box.
Huh? Is this from Ooh La La?
Yes!
Oh.
The day I tried when my life was altered forever.
Yeah, they tend to do that.
Yeah. All right, so shall we talk about the logo?
No.
Okay, that's kind of the whole point of this meeting.
I don't want to talk about what the logo's going to be. I want to understand the why behind the change.
Oh, the why is because Walter said so.
No, don't do that. Don't blame this on Walter. This was your idea to rebrand. So, what's the why?
All right. Well, I'm about to give you all the why you can handle. Take a seat.
Oh, is it too late to retract my question?
Yep. So, I conducted some surveys on your old logo.
Yeah.
And in North America, the results were positive, but I was shocked at the results of the other 5 continents that I polled. As you can see, favorability plummets quite drastically. If we want to appeal worldwide together, something's got to change.
Okay, boss, what do we change?
Well, that's what I want to figure out. Together.
See, that's what I'm worried isn't going to be possible, because clearly you and I are coming at this from 2 very different angles here.
Okay, well, even in that case, I mean, they got to intersect somewhere.
I'm just worried that that's going to be a head-on collision.
He looks at her and smiles weakly. Her eyes shift as she shrugs. At the Xanadu village, Liv walks across a room.
Here you go. It's for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tom's mom walks across the room looking anxious. Liv looks up and catches her gaze.
Hi. Welcome. Don't be shy. We love first-timers.
Thanks for having me. I'm Judy.
I'm Liv. I volunteer here every other week. All right, Judy, so what is your level of experience? Are you a beginner, or should I have you teach the class?
Somewhere in between.
Well, do you want to help me set up?
I'd love to.
Great, so we could just lay out some of the fabrics. Thank you.
Oh, these are beautiful.
Pick them out myself.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
So if you're a volunteer, what do you do for work?
Corporate strategy at a tech firm?
My son works at a tech company. I should introduce you.
She doesn't do setups.
Lois, Judy. Judy Lois.
I've been trying to set her up with my Stephen for years, but she refuses.
If I say yes to one, then I have to say yes to them all.
Understood. But it's your own fault for being charming and beautiful.
Oh, ladies.
That's what I'm always saying. Can I help you with this?
Yes.
At Omega Technologies, Chad stands on stage.
Behold the Omega Tech Games! The games will consist of several team-building activities. You'll compete in teams of 2, selected by me, randomly. Here are the first 5 teams.
Everybody walks towards the whiteboard and squints. Liv and Tom are on the same team.
Great.
Of course.
Double trouble. Jinx.
First up, our obstacle course. Simple, right?
Yaw. Yeah.
As you can see, or can't see, one half of your pair is blindfolded, while the other will be calling out instructions. First team to the end of the obstacle course will be declared the victor.
Liv claps beside Tom, who's blindfolded.
All right, well, this should be interesting.
I'm on this side.
Oh, hey.
What, do you think I'm going to give you bad directions or something?
No, I just think that you and I have very different communication styles.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope not too different.
On your mark. Get set. Check it.
Okay, come this way.
Coming this way. Okay, all right. Okay.
She guides him through the obstacle.
Sit. You're doing great. Okay. Amazing. Keep going. Yes.
Yeah.
You're doing so good. And stop. Okay. There's an object on the ground in front of you.
Yeah.
Reach down. You're going to pick it up.
Okay.
Right. Yep. There it is. You know what it is?
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah,
put it around.
Yeah, okay.
He puts the hula hoop through and shakes.
Oh, no. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Perfect. You did it. So, step over. Big step up. Yep. But a little bit more. Yes. Yeah. You did it.
Yes. Yay. Did you do it?
Yes.
Liv and Tom celebrate. Still blindfolded, he pumps his fist.
You can get down, you can get down.
Whoa.
Good job. Honestly, you nailed that.
Well, I think it's because I had good direction from a great director.
You were the director.
No, I know.
Oh, you know that.
Okay.
Oh, you were
doing
nice. Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
We were great. Mm-hmm. However, the twins beat us by like that much. So we cannot rest on our laurels.
All right, don't worry about them. We're going to own this next event.
You know what? They fist bump. What?
Yeah. Hey, it's my thing.
All righty, friends. It is time for our second challenge. This challenge will test how well you and your partner know our office. Our first question. What distinguishes Artist Access from its competitors? Tom.
We were the first social media platform made specifically for artists to get work.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
Yes. You nailed it.
Our final question comes from our founder, Walter Cook. What space in our office should inspire us the most? Devin.
That's easy. Our desks.
I'm sorry, that is not the answer we're looking for. Liv.
The kitchen, where every ingredient is an inspiration.
That is correct!
Tom and Liv celebrate. The lights in front of them glow green.
You won the second challenge, which means you are tied with Kevin and Devin.
They look at each other, smiling.
We did it.
Yes, we did.
That was great.
That's
let's
what we
keep,
did.
Let's do it.
Yep, let's go. Let's, this way. This way.
Okay, remember, if the balloons touch the ground, you will be disqualified. All right, on your marks, please.
Let's get as close as we can.
Okay.
Three.
Good.
Two. Jackie!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Liv, here is your basket.
Thank you.
We make a pretty good team.
We do, don't we?
Liv smiles at Tom.
Do you want to go look and see what's in here?
Yeah, let's see what we got. Ooh, this is so exciting. Ooh, looks like there's some pretty good stuff in here. Let's see.
Oh, wait, is this a gift voucher to Enclave? That's fancy.
Oh, I've always wanted to go there.
Me too.
Ooh, this is cool. A private cooking lesson with a celebrity chef.
Oh, romantic.
I know.
Tom looks on at Liv.
Who would you take to that?
I don't know.
Are you seeing anyone?
No, not technically. But I have someone in mind.
He looks at her, nodding.
Same.
Cool.
At a restaurant, Liv sits with Colette and her daughter.
You're so good at coloring, Lizzie.
She loves these crayons, Liv. What a great gift.
Right? It looks beautiful. You are quite the artiste. Can I see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
When I'm finished.
Oh, yes, right, of course. I'm so sorry.
How dare you disturb the master?
Oh, Lizzie, have you seen Beautiful? It's my favorite.
Ooh, I love that color.
Yeah. And it was inspired by Yinmin Blue.
Yinmin?
The first new shade of blue to be discovered since the invention of cobalt 200 years ago.
I don't think she found that interesting. Sounds like someone's been binge-watching Jeopardy.
No, I just learned it from a friend at work.
Is it a guy? Okay, no. Out with it.
It's not a big deal. It's just a friend that I exchange messages with and a lot of DMs, but it's just casual.
Mm-hmm, yeah, casual. Except from the way that you are turning red, I can tell that you wish it was serious.
No, it's not. I mean, I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't met him yet.
What?
I know, but it's just, we're just getting to know each other, you know, in an organic way with no pressure. But the longer it goes on, the more I want to fit in.
Well, then, yeah, I say go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
You think so? Well, yeah. I mean, worst case, we could just be friends.
Or, you know, you could have an office romance that fails miserably and ultimately leads to termination without severance, so.
Mom?
What? Thank you, Lizzie. At least someone's on my side.
I am on your side.
Thank you. That looks so pretty, Lucy.
Thanks.
Liv looks on as Lucy continues to color. At the Xanadu village, Tom sits across an older woman.
I can hardly wait.
He sketches her.
Well?
Judy sits beside him.
Wait no longer.
He hands the older woman his sketch.
It's perfect. I told you he was a genius.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Well, it was my pleasure.
I can hardly wait to show everyone. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
When she saw the one you did of me, she couldn't stop talking about it, so I volunteered your services.
Hey, how was your quilting class, by the way?
Oh, it was wonderful. I made lots of friends, and the gal that teaches it is just lovely.
Oh.
I wish I could introduce you. But she has a strict no-setups policy.
You guys really get into it over at the quilting frame, don't you?
We have no secrets in the square of trust. By the by, don't you have a crush on your pen pal?
Yes, I do. And thank you for never forgetting any embarrassing detail about my life.
It's not embarrassing. It's adorable.
It's been really fun. It's been, I don't know, I feel like we can just message for hours, you know? And the longer I keep this going, the more I want to meet her in person, you know?
And the problem is?
Well, it's not a problem. It's just...
Tom looks up and smiles.
Well, I want it to be special, you know? I don't want it to be like that normal thing of, hey, let's grab a coffee or drinks or let's go for a hike. You know, I want it to be elevated. I want it to be creative. Speaking of creative, I gotta really nail down this logo redesign. Once I square that away, then I can focus on Ms. Monday.
But don't wait too long or you might miss Ms. Monday altogether.
Don't you have a bingo game to get to or something?
I do! Ooh.
Okay.
She blows him a kiss as she turns. At Tom's apartment, he throws away a crumpled piece of paper. He kneels on his chair, hunched over his desk. He runs a hand over his face. At Liv's apartment, she reaches for her phone.
What was the music you listened to that helps you with work? I have no idea how to tackle a big assignment, and it's stressing me out.
Sorry to hear that. I listen to Baroque music.
Baroque music?
It's mathematical, calming. I love this performance of Bach's Air. It instantly relaxes me. For maximum effectiveness, try listening to it while doing yoga with candles.
And she sent a link.
The lesson being, life is short, but art lasts forever.
Tom stands in a tree pose with his palms pressed together. His eyes are shut. He opens his eyes. He's sketching at his desk. Up his book and smiles. He raises his brows as he looks at his sketch. Liv knits in her living room. She reaches for her phone.
Thank you so much for the musical advice. And adding candlelit yoga? What a life hack. Who knew my deskmate was so inspiring?
Glad you took me up on that. It's a real trifecta. Candlelight is a non-negotiable. Ambiance is my love language. You have to set the scene, put some magic in the air.
You have to set the scene. Okay, this is too much. I know I said we shouldn't meet, but you are too incredible. I have to meet you.
I have to meet you too!
Liv beams.
That's a lot of pressure. What if we don't hit it off?
We have to try. I'll make it easy. Dinner for two. This Sunday, say, 6:30 p.m.?
Let's do it. Just tell me where, and I'm there.
Tom grabs the gift voucher from his basket.
How about Enclave? Best view in the city.
Enclave? He is not messing around. Oh, wow. High end for a first date. Are you sure?
100%.
Then I'm in.
I guess I will see... Miss Monday, this Sunday.
Overlooking the city of Seattle, at the Xanadu Village, Liv bobs her head as she knits. G-
Judy and her friend approach her.
Someone's in a good mood.
Yeah, Liv. You look like Lois when she hit back-to-back bingos last Sunday.
What's going on?
Okay, am I being that obvious?
Your tying knots at warp speed. Something's up.
Judy and Lois sit across from her.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Square of trust. What is it?
Okay, you remember that work crush I told you both about?
Mm-hmm.
He finally asked me out.
About time. That's wonderful.
I know, I'm excited. This one just feels different.
There must be something in the air, because my son just asked out his colleague on a date as well.
Good for him.
He's taking her to Enclave this Sunday.
How romantic. Mm. My son could learn a thing from your Tom, if you ask me.
Tom, your son's name is Tom.
Well, I call him Thomas, but yes.
Where does he work?
Have you ever heard of a company called Artist Axis?
Yeah, I have.
He is one of the original employees there.
You don't say.
He really likes this woman. I've told him to keep his head out of the clouds until he's had a few dates with her, but he's really smitten. He calls her Miss Monday.
Liv looks on with her mouth agape. At Omega Technologies, Tom sits at his desk holding the rubber duck. Liv approaches from behind.
Well, hello there.
Well, hey.
Hi.
You look nice.
I just wanted to feel sharp for the pitch.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you. So, this is where you sit.
This is where I sit.
Like the space. Love the succulent.
Oh, yeah, me too. You know, actually, this was a compromise between me and my desk mate.
So you talk to them?
Oh, yeah. We, exchange notes and text on the Omega Tech app. I call her Miss Monday. She called me Mr. Tuesday.
Okay, well, that is cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
So it sounds like you guys are becoming good friends.
Well, between you and me,
yeah,
I think we might be becoming a bit more than friends.
Interesting.
I asked her out. We're finally going to meet in person.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, hey, are you worried that you might not hit it off?
No, I can tell with this one.
Okay. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure. I won't tell HR.
That's funny. What is it that you like about her?
I don't know. She's special.
Like, in what way?
Well, just like the creativity of the passing notes, you know, the playful mystique of it all. She's not afraid to speak her mind, but also can be vulnerable, which I'm just not used to at all.
Well, maybe the reason she feels comfortable is because of the anonymity?
Maybe. But that's why I asked her out. You know, you can only get to know someone so much through texts and notes and stuff.
Mm.
I don't know, but so far, she's been amazing. And you're about to see another reason why.
Oh, okay. What do you mean?
Let's just say, I was pretty stumped about that logo redesign.
Yeah.
Then Miss Monday gave me a little advice that led to a brilliant stroke of inspiration. And after I listened to classical Baroque music all weekend, I finally figured it out.
You know, I also love classical Baroque music, especially Bach.
He furrows his brows.
Really?
Yeah.
He narrows his eyes.
Am I the last person to the Bach party? Anyway.
Yeah.
She just knew exactly what I needed in that moment, right? I just felt so supported. I don't know. She's one of a kind.
Well, don't worry, because I will not tell HR.
Tell HR what?
Oh, there he is.
Hey,
just joking around. Go back to your cubicle.
Came out of nowhere, you.
Wow.
Wow.
Liv smiles at Tom.
We should probably get down to business.
Yes.
Okay,
should.
Here, come here.
Okay.
So you said that the old logo didn't test well internationally. Drum roll, please.
Oh.
Very nice.
Thank you.
The world. Connected by a brushstroke.
Well, this is really good.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh. It's really, really good. I mean, we still have to run market tests.
Of course. No.
But my first instinct is very positive.
Tom smiles at her.
Good job.
Thank you.
I really think that Walter is going to love this.
I sort of...
Walter.
Hate it?
Liv widens her eyes, and Tom gapes.
Actually, I really hate it.
What do you hate, sir?
It's a little simple, bland. It doesn't break any ground.
Well, okay, but the simplicity is its beauty, in my opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
If I may, sir, maybe we test it first and hold off on a final decision until we have our data.
Yeah. Nope, scrap it. Just bring me something different.
Okay, with all due respect, sir.
You know what? We understand. You're right, Walter. We will go back to the drawing board and bring you something fresh.
You know what? I should design the logo myself.
Pardon?
Well, it's my vision, so I should be the one to design it, right?
Tom and Liv look at each other. His face falls.
Well then,
Tom grabs his things and stands up.
I will let you get to that.
It's an animal, vegetable, mineral. It's like all over the place. The brain can't shut off. All coming into the brain. Animal brand, or can we go with the sky? Maybe cloud, maybe? You getting all this, Liv?
She looks on with a worried expression. The city glows at night. Tom sits in a restaurant holding a red rose. He taps his phone nervously on his knee. He looks around the restaurant.
16 minutes late. Okay. No big deal. No big deal.
A woman enters the restaurant. Tom stands up. She walks towards another man. He smiles and walks back to his seat.
Just chill, Tom. She will make it. She will make it. Just chill.
A couple enter a restaurant and he stands up. He smiles weakly and looks away. Liv steps into the restaurant. Tom turns and notices her. Their gazes meet.
Liv?
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I'm meeting someone. You?
Yeah, Miss Monday. What are the odds that we'd be meeting at the same place?
Well, pretty high, I guess. We both just want a gift certificate to this place, remember?
Right.
The rose is a nice touch.
Oh, thank you.
So, what time is your date?
6:30. Yeah, she's a little late.
Well, at least you'll both have tardiness in common.
Yeah. Let me guess, you're a full hour early for your date?
No. Half an hour. I wanted to get here early and get a table by the fireplace. You know, ambiance. So important on a first date. I would say that it's my love language.
Hi. Would you and your date like a seat in our lounge area while your table's being set?
She's not my date.
I'm sorry. You two looked so cute together, I just figured she was the one you were waiting for.
Yeah, we're colleagues, but we're not dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, would you still like that seat?
Oh, yes, that'd be great.
Great, just this way.
Okay. Would you want to join me while you're waiting for your date?
Sure. Yeah, I'll meet you there. I'm just going to go wash my hands real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Sorry. Okay.
Liv steps inside a washroom. She texts on her phone. Tom looks at his phone.
So sorry to do this so last minute. I had some things come up and I won't be able to make it tonight. Rain check?
He smiles weakly.
Absolutely. Hope everything's okay.
Thanks for understanding. Okay. You can do this. Just tell him.
Liv looks at herself in the mirror and steps out of the washroom. Liv and Tom sit across each other. The rose sits on the table.
I'm sorry about your date.
Oh, no, it's fine. She was probably too good to be true anyway. I don't know what I was thinking. Giving my dating luck.
I want to tell you something, but I'm not sure how you're going to take it.
Oh, please don't kick me while I'm down.
You've already done enough with that Walter meeting.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah, well, you were there. You saw what happened.
Yeah, I was there. That's why I'm confused. I mean, what do you think that I did exactly?
Well, it's what you didn't do. I mean, you let Walter trash all my ideas. I kind of needed you to have my back in there.
No, I did have your back. I told him that I loved your design.
Yeah, but then you caved the minute he pushed back.
Because I know him. He made up his mind. What else was I supposed to do?
Say no.
You know that I can't say no to Walter.
Why not? He pays you for your advice, not to just agree with everything he says.
That's unfair.
Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know all your interactions with Walter, but I have seen that your desire to follow all the rules and do everything right has sort of led you to be a yes woman. It's not a bad thing. I mean, look how far you've gotten. You've got a lot of amazing qualities. Liv, you do. I mean, you're smart, you're charming, and you're obviously beautiful. I just think that you could stand and stick to your gut a little bit more, you know? It's just my two cents. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking crazy. Don't listen to me. Look, I'm gonna get out of here. Your date will be here any minute. I really hope it goes better than mine.
Hey, Tom.
He stops and turns to her.
I'm sure that Ms. Mundy will make it up to you.
Yeah, hope so.
Liv looks on with a worried expression. She picks up the rose and smells it. She steps inside a room at the Xanadu Village. Lois and Judy.
Hey there.
They turn on a lamp.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing here?
I forgot some of my things. What are you two doing up?
We're adults. Curfews don't apply to us.
Fair enough.
Plus, we heard the click-clack of heels that definitely didn't belong to any of us. We had to investigate. So?
So what?
How was the big date, Ms. Mundy?
Wait, how did you know?
Oh, honey, please. We may be old, but we're not blind. The second I mentioned Tom's name, you lit up like Aurora Borealis.
Wait, does he know?
You didn't tell him tonight?
No, I was going to, but things didn't quite go as planned.
We guessed that.
Why?
If it went well, you wouldn't be at an old folks' home grabbing quilting supplies.
That's a good point. I need to fix this. I realize tonight how much I like your son, Judy. Unfortunately, I don't think that he likes me very much right now. But I need to try to make it up to him before he figures it out. Just promise me that you won't tell him until I've had a chance to tell him myself.
Swear on the square.
Liv smiles weakly and nods. Daytime, at the Xanadu Village Senior Living. Tom and Judy admire his drawings.
Thanks so much for doing this. When they saw the one you did for Lois, everybody wanted one.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it in my carpal tunnel. I'm just kidding. It was all worth it.
Oof, too close for these eyes. I need some perspective.
Pretty good.
Judy backs into framed pictures of volunteers.
Oh, it's much better from back here.
Oh, yeah?
So can I ask about Ms. Mundy?
She just reached out to me to see if I wanted a do-over on our date.
That's great news.
I've got this gift certificate for an Italian private cooking class that I want to take her to, but she can't go for like a month.
Well, can't you think of anyone else you might want to make pasta with?
Why, you want to go with me?
She hovers beside Liv's picture.
No, I don't do Italian. Gives me reflux.
Reflux, right.
I'm just saying, maybe you don't want to put all your eggs in Monday's basket.
Well, who else am I supposed to take?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there's someone you could think of taking. Oh.
She bumps into Liv's picture.
Is that Liv Smith?
Oh, yes. That's my talented and beautiful quilting instructor I told you about. You know her?
Yeah, I know her. I work with her. I didn't know she volunteered here.
What a wild coincidence.
Take a photo of this.
He takes a photo of Liv's picture beside Judy. Lois peers from another room.
So, I know you're very busy, so I'll let you go.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to you later, Mom. All right.
Let me know how it all unfolds.
All right, we'll do.
Lois steps out in Link's arms with Judy.
I thought we agreed we wouldn't meddle. That wasn't meddling. That was giving my son a motherly nudge. I didn't give anything away. I swear on the square.
Lois laughs as they walk away. At Omega Technologies, Liv sits taking deep breaths. Tom approaches her.
Oh.
He holds a tray of coffee.
Hey.
You have got some explaining to do.
What?
He pulls out his phone and shows her her picture.
I'm really sorry that I didn't tell you myself. Please don't be mad at me.
Mad at you? Because I found out you volunteer at a retirement community? What do you think I am, a monster? Here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't tell people. How'd you find out?
I was visiting my mom. I look up on the wall and I see a picture of you. You know my mom, Judy? I think she's in your quilting class. Looks like me, tall, long hair, great skin.
I do, indeed. Solid gal.
That's my mom. She speaks very highly of you.
Does she know?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, a couple weeks ago, she tried to set me up with you, but you have a no-setup policy over there.
Do you blame me?
No, it's genius, actually. I gotta do something similar now that I'm volunteering there.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, they got me doing sketches of all the residents. It's pretty cute. You're gonna have to check it out when you go there.
I definitely will do that.
Liv smiles at Tom, nodding.
Sorry, did you want to talk to me?
Right. Yes, right. The reason I'm here, yeah. Well, first of all, I wanted to say how cool it is that you volunteer. I wanted to bring you a coffee, check. And I wanted to apologize for the other night. I was clearly upset about being stood up, and I took it out on you, and I'm sorry.
Well, you had every right to be upset, but I appreciate you saying that. So, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm! That's not a coffee, that's a matcha.
That's your drink, right?
Yeah,
matcha?
Yeah, it is.
How was your date? Hello, the one you were 30 minutes early for?
Right.
How did it go after I left?
Well, it was awkward. Oh. I ended it early.
Looks like we both had disappointing nights.
Definitely anticlimactic.
He narrows his eyes at her.
Hey. How would you feel about joining me for that cooking class we want?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to.
Great.
How about next Thursday?
Ugh, perfect. I will talk to Chef Anthony about next Thursday.
Great.
Liv runs her hands over a quilt. It's made of several pink patches.
Well, ladies, you have truly outdone yourselves.
It's glorious.
Just perfect. Well, now comes the hard part. You two are going to have to fight over who gets to keep it.
No, we've already figured that out.
Not much of a fight either.
Okay, so who's the lucky one?
You.
What? No, I can't take this. You both worked so hard on it.
Well, we couldn't have done this without you.
And besides, we can make more. We're just getting good at it.
Thank you. That means the world to me. Bring it in here.
Lois, Judy, and Liv hug.
You know, a good quilt is always nice for a cozy moment.
They're great for cuddling.
Okay, you two.
What?
Oh, we're just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. But, I mean, if you happen to have any tidbits of Tom wisdom, like stuff he likes, stuff he doesn't like...
It's funny you should mention that, because I just, happen to have this, list of some of the snacks and drinks he loves.
You just happen to have this.
Oh, I'm always prepared for my Thomas.
Liv smiles as she looks at the list.
Diabolical.
Whatever do you mean? Can't a friend share a simple discovery with another friend?
Especially if that discovery might assist her sweet, oblivious son.
Your words, not mine.
Thank you for this. And for the quilt, I will treasure it. Actually, before I go, could you show me something?
Sure.
Yeah.
Liv smiles at them. Tom's framed sketches line a table.
Wow. Well, your son doesn't seem so oblivious after all.
With creativity and art? Absolutely not. With everything else? Well, I have stories. So? Are you going to tell him tonight?
I think I'm going to take the advice that Tom gave me.
Which is?
Trust my gut and play it by ear.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
She puts Judy's framed picture down. The city of Seattle glows at night. He runs up to an empty room.
Hello?
He looks around and looks at his watch.
Sorry I'm late. I'm so late, but I'm here now.
He looks at the spread as Liv steps inside.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Si, signore.
He turns as she approaches him.
Wow. Look at you. You look wonderful.
Thank you.
And look at this spread.
Oh, just a few things I had the chef whip up.
It's like you read my mind with this.
Good. Vino Verde?
Stop it.
What?
That is my favorite wine.
Is it? What are the odds?
So where's the chef?
He's just in the back preparing. So, for now, it is just you and me.
Great.
Tom and Liv cheers.
Buongiorno!
Chad.
And Chad!
Yeah, he asked if he could join. I said it was fine. He was pretty excited.
I'm sure he was.
You know, when I organized this cooking class to be one of the prizes, I never imagined I could tag along.
That's right.
Thank goodness there's food. I am starving.
Dig in.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Truffles.
No more snacking, Amici. Time to make some real food. Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come, follow me.
Okay.
Come.
No, come. All you.
I've really found my calling, Chef Anthony.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's so intuitive. The mixing, the shaping. I mean, the kitchen just brings me so much joy.
I can see that, yes. Any chance you could find a little joy in cleaning up your station, though?
Yes, Chef.
Thank you, Chad. You guys are doing great, though.
Good.
Now, you know where we chefs do find some joy is in choosing our ingredients. So today, I'm going to teach you all how to pick the perfect tomato.
Ooh, like this guy?
Just like this guy. Mm. Roma tomato, my personal favorite. Nice meaty texture, no seeds, so the big ones make perfect sauces. Now, the way you choose a perfect Roma tomato is you hold it in your hand. It should feel a little weighty for its size, but you want to make sure that it's not overripe. So give it a little squeeze, like this. Oh.
Ooh.
No, Chad, not quite like that. Excuse me.
Yeah, but Chad's a talker, hey?
I guess when you're in HR, nobody wants to talk to you. So when you get a chance, you really let loose.
Yeah.
This is an onion. Can I trust you to chop it?
Yes, Chef.
Show me. Curl your fingers in, that's it. Not bad at all.
Oh. Yeah.
Impressive.
Don't touch.
I've made a mistake. It's all right, Chad. Just take a deep breath. Okay, now go to the restroom and clean your eyes out with water.
Yes, Chef.
Yes. No, bathroom.
Where were we?
Don't touch your eyes again.
No!
Sorry about that,
That's
guys.
Okay.
Anyway, you're doing great. So ball up the dough, then poke it. If it bounces back, then the gluten's activated and you're good to go to the next step. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That man is fighting for his life.
Which one?
Good point.
I think the gluten is activated. So now we put it in the thingamajiggy, right?
Let's take these over.
Okay. And by the way, excellent work with those sketches.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say that if the corporate world doesn't work out, I think you have a bright career as a carnival sketch artist.
Well, that's really comforting, knowing you can see me as a carny.
No, I just mean that you're making people really happy. It's an incredible skill to have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I will admit, the corporate life has made me forget that recently.
Forget your talent?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been so wrapped up in the concept of helping creatives that I kind of forgot to be creative myself.
You know, I don't know about the art world, but I do believe that in order to be fulfilled, you have to be challenged. And I don't know, maybe it's just time you found yourself another challenge.
Liv and Tom look at each other. He turns and shakes his head.
How did you do that?
What?
Well, you just took every confusing emotion swirling around in my head and you distilled it down into a cohesive thought.
Well, maybe I understand you more than you thought.
Are you saying that you are more than just what's on the surface and that I was wrong to put you in a box with Walter?
Well, your words, but yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm beginning to see the error of my ways.
Is that so?
I know we've butted heads a bit recently, but it's only because I respect you. I can see how talented you are. And I don't know if it's just, you know, us spending more time together, but I'm beginning to realize how much you have in common with Miss Monday.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. Maybe I have a type.
They look into each other's eyes. Chad approaches.
Oh, hey, gang. You know, if you guys are dating, you have to tell me. No. It's company policy.
We're not dating.
Okay. If that changes, then, you know, just let me know. You're not in trouble.
Thank you, Chad. Yes, we'll let you know.
Chad! Yes, chef! Bring me the basil! Basil, chef! Love it here.
He grabs the basil and walks away. At Omega Technologies, Liv and Tom sit in a conference room.
Can't believe he's late.
I know, that's usually my thing.
Admitting it is the first step.
They smile at each other.
Oh, I don't have a good feeling about this.
I know. Look, he's gonna present his idea, we'll pretend that we like it, and then we'll let the market research be the bad guy. Next thing you know, it's back to your design.
Hey, whatever happens, I want you to know, this was a good idea. And it was yours. You're not just the person that helps someone else with their vision. You have the vision, too. And I just wanted you to know it.
Walter enters.
Sorry I'm late. Had to get my spinach on. Can't have low K levels on a day like today.
He puts a smoothie down.
I hope you two like time travel, because you're about to see into the future.
Okay.
I present to you my vision for the next evolution of artist access. What do you think?
Wow, very bold choice, sir.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it. How about you, Tom? It's okay. Lay it on me. I could take it.
Well, I'm very surprised here, Walter. Yeah. I mean, this has got to be the worst logo I've ever seen.
He's clearly joking, Walter.
No, I don't think he is. It's okay, Tom. I mean, I told you not to hold back, but if you could be a little more specific.
It looks like you took every single keyword associated with your vision and just dumped it into an AI and let it do all the work.
Well, that's exactly what I did.
Well, that makes so much sense.
And so does saving time and money on something a computer can easily do.
I can't believe that you're actually considering
using... Okay. So look, we can all agree that art is subjective. So I say we take both options to the focus groups and let the masses decide.
No, I did not create one of the top players in social media by letting the masses decide. We go with my design. End of story.
Well, here's another storybook ending for you, Walter. I quit.
Sorry it's come to that. We'll have Chad escort you out of the building.
No need, I'm already on my way.
Tom, come on, wait.
Liv, let him go. Well, unless you want to clean out your desk as well.
She weakly shakes her head. Walter and Liv walk down a hall together.
Sir, with all due respect, I think that you're making a mistake.
Tom made the mistake. He's the one who quit. I mean, I probably would have fired him on attitude, but honestly, this is ideal. Now we don't have to pay him any severance.
Okay, but how is this going to look to the board? I mean, we just acquired them, and now their head designer leaves? It's bad press, not to mention it could affect our stock prices.
Well, if we take a dip, we take a dip, but we'll bounce back. Besides, this is the perfect opportunity for me to execute the pivot.
The pivot? What pivot?
The one I've been so excited to share with you. You see, I was sitting at this desk, pulling my hair out, trying to figure out the new logo. I had nothing until I just swallowed my pride and let AI do the heavy lifting. And in 5 minutes, I had 50 designs to choose from, Liv.
Well, if the one you showed me was the best one, then I think it proves why we need designers.
No, what it proved to me is much more valuable. See, we don't need to keep artist access going at all. I mean, all I really needed was the coding to its interface.
Oh, hold on. Artist Access is the fastest growing social platform in the U.S., and our stock has risen 10% since the acquisition.
Yeah, sure. And it could have a few more years ahead, but artificial intelligence is the future of art and design.
Respectfully, sir, I do not agree. And more importantly, I am not on board. This is not the vision that we had going into this acquisition.
Liv, please. I've already made up my mind. Okay, I am going to clone Artist Access and use it to launch a similar but not identical social media platform. Moving forward, I'll be able to create anything myself, replacing our need for designers. I mean, it's going to be a huge cost savings for us. I know it's a big swing, but I'm going to need a lot of help implementing it. And if you are ready to accept a promotion to Vice President of Strategy, well, you're going to be right by my side all the way. So what do you say? Are you with me?
He turns and Liv's gone. He notices a post-it.
Liv?
Walter stands up and walks towards it. He reads her note. I quit. Liv. He looks on. Daytime in Seattle. Tom sits across from Judy, quilting.
Am I doing this right?
You're really getting the hang of this.
Well, you know, I am unemployed now, so figure I might as well
pick up another hobby.
I've been worried about you. Are you sure you made the right choice?
No, but considering the circumstances, I was the only one to make.
You've always been good at following your heart. Mostly, I guess.
That's quite the caveat.
Well, only because you've been ignoring the only two women I've seen you get excited about in the last decade.
Okay. Number one, I'm not ignoring Miss Monday. I'm giving her space. And number two, who said that I was excited about Liv? I honestly don't think I could date someone who's such a pushover.
Well, that's a bit judgmental, don't you think?
You should have seen the way she caved to Walter's every whim.
Well, I hate to break it to you, son, but it's a bit more complicated than that. You've been lucky enough to be your own boss for most of your career, but most people have someone to answer to. You might think about cutting Liv some slack.
I thought you were worried about me.
I am. But you have to see it from her perspective. Take a look at this quilt. The color, the beauty, the patchwork. That's the part that gets all the praise, all the glory. That's the world you've been living in. And then there's the frame. It's rigid, hard, square, not at all built for beauty, but without its support, there's no way to create the beauty that happens within its parameters. This is Liv's world. She is the square. I think if you take a second look, you might understand where she's coming from.
Tom looks up and averts his gaze.
Pass me that yarn. It's time to tie this all together.
Cars drive by at night. Liv's succulent sits on her counter.
I don't know. Maybe I should just cancel the date. Rip the band-aid off.
Don't you want a chance to talk to him in person?
She sits across Colette.
Desperately. What other choice do you have? I mean, he's not answering any emails or calls from Liv, right? Because he is very upset at Liv, and rightfully so, even though Liv has been trying very hard to make it right with him.
Exactly.
It seems like the only way to get to him is through Ms. Monday.
Liv sighs and grabs her phone. She types a message. Excited to see you tomorrow night to Mr. Tuesday. She looks at Colette as she hits send. Tom steps into the restaurant. Smiles as he notices a post-it. It reads, Mr. Tuesday, with an arrow pointing upwards. He walks through the restaurant. He sees another post-it with an arrow. He smiles and follows the arrow. He notices a post-it on a waiter. He follows him. He sees another posted on a framed picture. In a private room, Liv wears a red dress. Tom approaches from behind.
Miss Monday? Is that really you?
Liv takes a deep breath and turns.
Do you want it to be?
Liv? I don't understand. You were Miss Monday. This whole time it was you?
Are you okay with this?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to feel. I'm relieved. Wait, how long have you known?
Not long.
It was something that your mom said right before we were supposed to meet the first time.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't she tell me?
I asked her not to. And you were so disappointed with me for not having your back with Walter. I wanted a chance to make it up to you before you found out the truth.
Wow, I feel like Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense. How did I not figure it out?
Look, I know that this just started off as fun. But I want you to know that it became serious for me. I started to have real feelings for Mr. Tuesday, and by the time I realized what that meant and who you were, I didn't know what to do. And I know that you don't believe that I had the same qualities that you fell for with Miss Monday, but I promise that was real. That was me. And I'll always be grateful to you for what you've shown me.
What have I shown you?
You showed me that when I'm true to myself, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And no matter what you think about me, I'll always be happy that you brought me to myself, my true self.
Stop. I was wrong. I am sorry that I judged you before I really got to know you. I shouldn't have done that. Now, I said that you weren't supportive, but in actuality, I mean, I was so caught up in my own ego, I couldn't see everything you were doing to try and help me succeed. The past few weeks, I've been torn between two amazing women, but I don't have to choose. I'm so glad it was you standing there instead of some other person with adorable handwriting.
Do you really mean that?
I swear on the square.
You ain't been talking to Mama Judy, I see.
Liv, you are the frame to Mike Wilt. I just wish they figured it out sooner. But you know me. I've got a problem with being on time.
Mm-hmm. Liv smiles at him. Tom leans towards her and they kiss. They continue to kiss.
Well, better late than never.
Shall we sit?
Yes, but only if you have your gift certificate, because we both just quit our jobs.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I couldn't stand by what Walter wanted to do with the company. I had to leave.
But what are you going to do now?
Well, what do you say to working on a collaboration of our own?
Oh, yeah, what kind of collaboration?
A boutique design firm. I would handle the clients and the infrastructure and leave the creative work to my genius, very tall, very handsome in-house artist.
Oh, you know, actually, I've already got the perfect name for it.
Of course you do. What is it?
Patchwork.
I love it. It's perfect. I'll start the paperwork on Monday.
Can't wait till Tuesday.
They hold hands as they look at each other. They kiss again. Looking through your eyes. Credits. Copyright 2025, Hallmark Media Productions, LLC, Abbott Street Films.